This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to pick up with our series on the future of TV. Who's doing it right now? And what is yet to come? We're calling it Screen Wars.
Television. Got this.
No money down.
That one's in the dirt.
On a brighter note,
commercial break.
This is a big week for the broadcast network, season premieres for a lot of shows. On Friday, though, a new series from Amazon Studios, Transparent, is going to have a premiere of its own. All the episodes will be available to Amazon Prime customers all at once, the old binge-watching business model, sort of a la Orange is the New Black or House of Cards. At this point, you might reasonably stop and ask, how did an online retailer end up making television shows? And, you know, why? Roy Price is the guy with the answers. He runs Amazon Studios. Roy, it's good to have you on.
Thank you, Kai. It's great to be here.
So when you go to a dinner party or you're at the kids' soccer game or you're hanging out at the beach and people say, what do you do? What do you tell them?
I run Amazon Studios. We develop TV shows for Amazon.com. That's usually what I tell them unless I'm in a kidding mood.
An expansive mood, perhaps?
Yeah.
Why is Amazon doing this? I mean, they've got a pretty good gig doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Everyone wants to feel special and different.
We do.
And, and Amazon Prime is no exception. And the essential point is to make Amazon Prime even more fabulous and fantastic. So in addition to the shipping, we have a video service. And as part of the video service, we have these original shows that are developed just for Prime customers.
Talk to me for a second about the process, about how you, as the guy running the show, picks the pilots, what happens once you decide something's okay, and where it goes from there.
You know, we get a lot of stuff in from writers, producers, these ideas and scripts. And
people just come in pitching you.
Oh, sure. But of course, we go into it knowing what's working on the service, knowing what is working as part of Amazon Prime. And so, you know, so you have a few genres in your mind that you're kind of looking for.
When you say you know what is working, the buzzword of the day is big data. I mean, you know what we're clicking on, what we're fast-forwarding through, all that stuff.
Yeah, so we know what's driving,
right,
you know, success and engagement on Prime. And so you can look at something like Downton Abbey or The Good Wife or other shows, and you know those are resonating. At the same time, though, one of the riskiest paths in entertainment is to be derivative and to try to do the same thing. That is like a path to failure. So you can't say, you know, oh, Downton Abbey was successful, so we're going to do like what's the house next door to Downton Abbey?
Right,
and we're going to do that.
Right.
You know, that doesn't work. So you got to get kind of the spirit of it and try to find things that you think capture that.
You, Amazon Studios, would seem to be in a pretty stable space right now, just in terms of your business model, right? You got $99 a whack coming from a whole bunch of people who buy Amazon Prime, which, full disclosure, I do.
Excellent.
The catch, of course, is that with that model, you have to give people what they want. What happens if you sort of lose your mojo, man?
In original content?
Yeah.
Well, we would certainly quickly be able to perceive that. And
because you know what we're clicking on. You know,
yeah,
what we're
we'll
watching.
See. Like, right, this show's not working. And then someone on the team would be severely punished. you know, look, you're never going to bat 1,000. In TV or movies, and
what do you have to bet? I can bet 330 in the major leagues and get to the Hall of Fame. What do you have
That's
to bet
right.
in television?
I don't know. You know, I used to have a boss at Disney who said, all I have to do is be right more than half the time.
The easy answer to this next question is, you know, Netflix and other streaming services. So I want a different answer. Who's your competition?
You know, on the one hand, you could say, you know, any source of entertainment, you know, or you could go more narrow and talk about TV channels and stuff. Personally, you know, I think the TV business now is so diverse and there are so many players and so on that it doesn't make sense, or it doesn't really help you make decisions if you're spending a lot of time thinking about, you know, what folks down the road are developing or what they're up to. Like, I just don't know. Like, if I sat around here all morning and thought about how, you know, I don't know, Netflix has this and that show, I don't know what I would then do.
What do you suppose television is going to be like in 25 years?
My prediction is that everything or anything that you may find inconvenient or annoying about TV now is going to be innovated away. I anticipate a lot of improvements in terms of navigation. Right now, I just moved to LA 10 days ago, so I'm staying with a friend, and he doesn't have the optimal AV setup, so I have to like scroll through his insane pay TV box. I'm like literally scrolling through, like, oh, this channel 572, and I think we can do better, right? And I think the whole idea of, even with the exception of sports or live events, even the concept of like coming into a show in the middle of the show, I think may soon be like part of the path. Like, I don't know why that is a helpful thing for me. It's not.
So when I sit down, the show I want ought to be starting right then.
It should start when you start. You should be the boss.
Amen.
You know?
Bro.
Yeah. Not the schedule. So I think that, and then just having some idea of what you might want to watch, you know, and giving you some options that are a little more logical, not just random or a random list.
Roy Price, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tell you what, take a minute, tweet us your thoughts about the future of TV. And while you're at it, what shows do you like to live tweet and watch at the same time? You can get the show, this one, that is, at Marketplace on Twitter. You can get me at Kai Rizdal.